And now let's take a look at SpaceX launching plain satellite internet. So Starlink Aviation promises up to 350 megabytes per second per plane.
Is that faster than the plane?
Well, I've my home. No, that's internet speed, not terminal velocity. But it is very impressive because traditionally, you know, and most consumers can get up to a 200 megabyte per second line directly to their house, and that's through a cable. It's going through the ground into their house, and it's not cheap. You know, most people will be operating on a 50 megabyte per second line in their house. So the SpaceX satellite internet service Starlink will soon be available on select airplanes with the official launch of Starlink Aviation next year, the company announced. It claims the service will offer speeds up to 350 megabytes per second to each plane equipped with its aero terminal, which it says is fast enough for video calls, online gaming, and high data rate activities. And it's certainly a big leap up from the typical speeds offered in most in-flights Wi-Fi. 10 reports that its most flights either use air-to-ground systems, which top out at about 10 megabytes per second per flight and only work when you're flying over land, while current satellite systems typically offer between 30 megabytes per second and 100 megabytes per second. But those satellites are geostatic, meaning they are on a fixed orbit around the Earth. They don't move freely from the Earth's orbit. It's from the Earth's rotation. They're fixed geographically to one point in the sky, whereas Starlink satellites are more free-flowing. So whether you're on over land or over sea, you can expect to see speeds of 350 megabytes per second, which is pretty impressive. But what's most impressive about it is they claim to have latency of up to 20 milliseconds, which is it's incredibly fast. You can run a speed test from a copper line, you probably pull like from Knysna to Cape Town about 60 milliseconds.
Yeah.
So it's three times faster than ground-laid cable. It's incredibly quick. And since the satellites are obviously moving in low Earth orbit, there are always satellites overhead or nearby to provide a strong signal at high altitudes and in polar regions, unlike the geostationary satellites. So that's actually really, really cool. I'd love to be able to, imagine being able to get into a plane. You're flying hours and hours and hours, and you can game online, you can watch series, you know, you can download movies, you can do anything you would do from your house, which is a problem because even when I go on a national flight, you know, from Cape Town to Joburg, no signal, nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing. There's not even WhatsApp. You know, now you're able to be able to do like heavy load stuff. Some people would have a faster internet connection in their plane at their home, and more stable and better. And that I think is really, really impressive.